8:43 on the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. And we heard from at least one Democrat from Florida and a group of others who traveled to El Salvador to call attention to the case of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. To Capitol Hill we go, and Fox's Ryan Schmelz. And I guess what was their goal, and what ultimately did they accomplish?
Yeah, so I think the goal ultimately was to keep this in the spotlight, to try to get a meeting with him and try to get some type of cooperation with the Trump administration and the embassy there to get some welfare checks and some status updates on Kilmer Abrego Garcia. But they also wanted to bring some more attention to some other people they feel have been wrongfully detained. They brought up this individual from California who, according to Robert Garcia, the California Democrat there, was had an asylum hearing that was pending, and then he was detained and sent to El Salvador. So they're trying to get an update on him as well.
Did they ultimately meet with anyone?
They met with the U.S. Embassy there, but they did not get a meeting with, I believe, the El Salvadorian government. I think they have some other meetings that are scheduled today. They didn't really go into details about what those were, but we'll have to wait and see what comes out of that.
Florida's Maxwell Alejandro Frost is part of the contingent there. All this coming after the weekend update that we saw from the Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen. And while we were able to see photographic evidence that appeared to show Abrego Garcia seemingly healthy, what did Van Hollen say about the overall conditions that he's in?
Well, he alleged that photo where, you know, it's in a nice hotel, you've got some margarita glasses that are there as well. He said a lot of that was staged, that those glasses were brought there during the meeting, and then the El Salvadorian government took that photo, pretty much to play politics. That's the allegation that's being leveled there. So there certainly is a lot to take away from what we saw. You know, it seems like he's finally been able to talk to his lawyers, but based off what the new Democrats who showed up this week have said, is that they still don't know, you know, if he's getting proper access or proper, you know, legal counsel and access to his attorneys. And that's what they're trying to get more answers on.
Seems over the last week or more, things have really turned into more of a framing of the argument, because the Trump administration initially said Abrego Garcia was sent to El Salvador by a mistake, and now insists his deportation was lawful, appropriate, and they would have deported him no matter what. It's almost a messaging war at this point.
Yeah, and there's the word facilitate has become the most debated word in the legal world and in politics, because that was the order the Supreme Court leveled down, was that they should facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia. But, you know, the Trump administration has taken that as, well, we'll provide the plane, but it's up to El Salvador to decide if this person comes back to the United States or not. And so far, El Salvador said they're not sending him back, so we don't have to take him back.
Congress out for the Easter break. I do wonder, though, did you see any signs through the course of yesterday and even today following news of the Pope's passing there on Capitol Hill?
I haven't heard anything about having him lie in state or anything like that as a possibility. I believe we did see that President Trump is going to be going to the funeral service in Italy, or some type of service in Italy. But besides that, it just seems like a lot of tribute so far. So we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, a lot of the statements have been going out. The funeral is planned for Saturday, and here at home on Thursday, the Diocese of St. Augustine will lead a memorial mass. Bishop Eric Pollmeyer will celebrate a memorial mass for the repose in the soul of Pope Francis. That'll be at 6 p.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Mandarin. Ryan, thanks. Ryan Schmelz, our guy on Capitol Hill from Fox News Radio.